LCT.
It was.
LCT, yeah. Landcraft tank. Yep.
And did they tow your LCM?
They say that's what they did, but I don't remember seeing it being towed. Mm-hmm. But when the time came for us to go in the LCM, an LCM came alongside us, we just jumped in. And all our equipment was in there, all our demolition, even our seven-man life raft full of demolition was there. That's the first time I knew it was there. You know, I don't know. And all our packs were ready to go, we're all packed. But that was, that's how we went over.
Did they have rafts in the bottom of the LCM?
They had a seven-man life raft, rubber life raft. It's pretty big, rubber. And it's loaded with explosives. It had to be over 700 pounds of explosives there.
Was it one raft or two, do you remember?
Well, some say they had two. I remember one. Because I was in the front of the boat, so I don't know if it was behind.
What other men do you remember were in the boat?
I mean, do you want names? They got a lot of them. I mean, I could get them off the top of my head now. Oh, the guys in the, with the demolition guys, but the Navy fellas, was Billy Scanlon, Dom DiBenedetto. These are Army guys now. And Robertson.
Scanlon was Navy or Army?
Scanlon was the Army.
He was.
Billy Scanlon, he was killed. Well, four of those guys were killed. DiBenedetto was the only guy that wasn't killed, he was wounded. All the rest of the Army guys were killed in that boat. And Fatty. Kenny Fatty. Off the top, Johnson, I think, or something like that. This is off the top of my head.
Sure.
And then the other guys with my boat, the regular guys, with myself, Calasino, Joe Izzo, Jerry Burt, Bill McHugh, Bill Newell. Lynn Newell. Lynn Newell. LaFave. Lionel LaFave. I go on and on. I can't remember. Is the Army guys?
Navy guys.
Well, see, the only Army guy I knew, Navy, just Navy.
Right.
The only Navy guy I knew was Lyon, John Lyon. And John Lyon received the Navy Cross. But he was with, what happened, he was wounded pretty badly. A couple of these Navy guys were killed. Now, these guys got off the salt boat after we did, right? Because they had to work on the water. So we got off first.
The guys were in the front.
Yeah, the guys that did the regular demolition and the high water, not the dry part, were in the front of the boat because they had to get off the boat first. Because otherwise, we'd have to get off the boat. After these guys got off, we'd have to get off the boat, and we'd have to go through them, right? So we're off first. But what I couldn't understand, now it took a while for me to get off the beach. You know, first of all, they were all behind me, all right? And I hit the sand, and I'm taking my packs off. I had the packs.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the pack in front, 20 pounds in front, 20 pounds back. So now I can't get them off. So I get down, I'm trying to get them off. So I get it off, and then I hear Bill Scanlon behind. He said, "Mike, you all right?" I said, "Yeah." So I look there. And there's all the guys around him. I said, "Look at this, and they're nuts, you know." So I said, "I got to get out of here. I didn't want anybody near me." I got up, I ran, and I ran to an obstacle. One of those tetrahydrals, hedgehog, whatever. And I threw my packs in there, and Bill McHugh, who was in my boat, was in. The guy that had the Primacord. Now he had a big spool of Primacord and he's going walking backwards. And I said, "Get down." Bullet flying all over the place. I said, "Get down, you know." And he says, he said the word that won the war, you know what that is. And he kept on walking. The guy never got a hit. So finally I hook up and now I get off and then I'm running and the bullets. Machine gun bullets are kicking at my feet as I'm running, okay? So I said, "See, so this guy's going to raise his sights and he's going to get me, right?" So I turn around and run back to one of the posts. And after I laid behind there, like a little thing like this. It's going to protect me, right? Well, you felt secure.
Yeah,
so up there, and from here to the wall, there's guys with wire coming through, you know. I said, what are you guys doing here, you know? And they get hit. And they go, oh, crap. But see, there's three guys, excuse me, there's three guys together. They draw, you know, they draw a border or whatever. So I said, I'm good now. I get up and I ran to the dune line. Now, as I run to, I don't know if this is cowardice on my part, I don't know. But I'm running to the dune line, and who's sitting up on the sand, facing the water, is John Lyon, wounded. Now, how the heck did he get there ahead of me? Really, you know? He says, how? I said, lie down. I said, this is a big fellow. I'm small, you know. And I said, lie down, we'll be, you know, you'll be all right. And he's in shock, you know, poor guy. So I go to the dune line. I get to the dune line, and Joe Izzo comes in. This guy, Izzo, he's from Baltimore, he's still alive. He comes in, and he starts taking his stuff. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to get John. I said, he'll be all right. He goes down. Now, this guy's my size. He brought him in. Took him off the beach. Wow. John Lyon used to fraternize with the Army guys. He used to come and talk. He was the nicest guy. You know, that's why this guy went for him, because he was so friendly with everyone else.